The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you so much, whatever.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How are you? You sit back and relax. I'll take it from here for the next half hour. You will be the subject of my absurdities. It's odd, you know, the older I get, the less time I have for your crap. Yet, the older I get, the more time I actually have for a lot of different things, except for your crap. When we're younger, we care about things. When we get older, we don't care anymore. It's a freedom. It's like not wearing a bra anymore. Not that I would know. Not that I would know. This is the Friday edition of the program, which means really nothing. Other than it's the Friday edition of the program. Nothing special happens. I'm just saying. All right. That's enough of the opening theme music. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, Lord, huh? Yeah. You know, it used to be I would have allergies in the spring and a little bit in the fall. Now I have allergies all the time. I don't know. I think that there should be an injection you can get, you know, at CVS to stop allergies. I think that would be important. Well, Ron, there's all different kinds of allergies. I changed my voice because I'm playing the part of somebody who's arguing with me. Well, Ron, there's all different kinds of allergies. I can't just give you one injection. A booster shot for, well, they have flu shots, don't they? Yes, but they've recognized a certain strain. There's a lot of different strains of it. Look, just do it. Just make a thing and put it in my arm. You're vaccinating me for everything these days. It's incredible. I have a little bit of gas. I had a gassy meal. Oh, go to CVS. I'll give you an injection for that. It's the gas vaccination. Actually, I could use that, to be honest with you, huh? Actually, that's not funny. I actually could use that. Anyway. Well, welcome to the show. I don't know. The area in which I live, there was a water ban. At first, you could only water your lawn with an irrigation system, which I happen to have because the previous owners of the home had it installed. I would never do that, but they did. But I could only water my lawn once a week, and it started to turn brown very quickly. And then about a month ago, they said, well, now you can't water your lawn at all. You can't even stand outside with a hose. And by the way, someone standing outside on their lawn with a hose watering their lawn is a pretty pathetic thing to see. It just looks pathetic. It just does. But I can't even do that. So everything turned brown. Everything. I have a very nice tone of beige going on. But beige is a neutral color. So it's an earth tone, so I guess it's okay. But at the same time, I don't have a green lawn. There's nothing green about it at all. As a matter of fact, if I dropped a piece of spinach on my lawn, it would immediately turn brown. That's how brown my lawn is. It just overtakes everything. If I stood on my lawn too long, I would turn brown. That didn't sound right, did it? No, that did not sound right. Anyway. I'm very excited because I love the fall. I love the autumnal season. And I'm very excited about it. Not too thrilled about the pumpkin thing. Fall is represented by pumpkins for some reason. I don't know. For some reason, we've taken the squash variety of fruit and we've made it the National Pumpkin Agency. I don't understand it. Halloween's, you got the pumpkins all over the place. They just come out of nowhere. All of a sudden, everybody's got a pumpkin. Where the hell did you get that from? I bought it in a store. Got a pumpkin. You got to have a pumpkin for the fall season. Why can't it be an eggplant? That's purple. It's like prettier. And then we take the pumpkins and we carve out the insides of it. And we put a face on it. It's a little bit odd to take a large fruit and put a face on it. We don't do that with apples. We don't do it with kumquats. Lord knows we don't do that with kumquats. But with pumpkins, for some reason, we're giving it human attributes. Here's a lovely pumpkin. Let's make the pumpkin scary. Whoa, what the hell are we doing? We're walking around making scary pieces of fruit. Odd. And then we take candles and we put it inside the carved out fruit. We're very weird, aren't we? Extremely weird. Let me tell you a little fast story that I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I actually do like vaccines. I love people putting needles in my arm. I just think it's fantastic. I say that sarcastically, but I did get another booster shot, booster number 72. This is protecting me from the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, and it also protects me from people that I don't like. It's amazing how it works, but so does garlic, actually. You know, if you have a string of garlic and you wear it around your neck, you will ward off vampires and everybody else who is capable of smelling. Garlic's wonderful. It is. Apparently, it lowers your cholesterol, and it's good for your blood pressure. Garlic is very good for you, but not for anybody else. I feel great. I eat garlic every day. Well, you go do that by yourself because you stink. You absolutely stink. That's why you're healthy, because no one's infecting you with anything, because they won't get near you because you stink. Anyway, we're carving out pumpkins pretty soon, and the kids love this. And then we go door to door and we beg for things. We beg for candy. You know, when I was a kid, they had a thing called UNICEF. Do you remember UNICEF? Do you know what it stands for? United Nations something. I think the word children's is in there, and fund, United Nations International Children's Fund. And we used to go to every door on Halloween, you know, and we would collect candy and put it inside the carved out pumpkin or the plastic pumpkin. Here goes a pumpkin again. And Then we would. This is when I was a kid. We would actually ask for money. The UNICEF, you would collect the money as you collected the candy. It usually was a couple of pennies, because back then pennies meant something. And then we would hand it into our school classroom, and the teachers would go to Puerto Rico for the summer. All expenses paid. And then when we got back to school in the fall, the teachers would say, "Well, what did you do for your vacation, Tommy?"
"Oh, I went to sleepaway camp. And what did you do, Mrs. Brown?"
"We went to Puerto Rico with all the UNICEF money. It was fantastic. The drinks are unbelievable. When you get older and you can drink, you've got to try it. You will get shit-faced in like two sips. It's fantastic, Bobby."
Playing the role of the teacher vocally. Thank you so much. That's what teachers sound like. Yeah, we collected money. We asked for candy, and then we say, "Look, you know, have you got any cash lying around to help the children? I mean. Boy, do we trust those kids to hand in that money, huh? I mean, there was no, like, security cameras or anything. I mean, you could have collected, like, $20 for UNICEF, kept 10 for yourself. Who's going to know? That's an awful thing to say. I guess back then, kids were a lot more honest than they are now. Anyway, we don't collect money at doors anymore. Unless it's a gunpoint. Anyway, so that's it. And then, I don't like the pumpkin thing. It's too much. It's too much with the pumpkin-colored clothing. Pumpkin beer. What the hell? Why? Pumpkin beer? Never thought. But it exists. It's a thing. It's like St. Patrick's Day. I mean, the Irish, they're fine. They're pretty people. So, all right, whatever. They do tend to ingest alcohol. You know, I don't think they ingest more alcohol than any other culture. But that's the tag that we give them. Hashtag alcoholics. I don't know. Whatever. I don't really think it's true, but whatever. Who cares? They don't seem to mind that. The Irish are wonderful people. Actually, they are. They're very friendly, very sociable. I think they're fantastic. And I hate to put people in categories, but that's what we do for a living. But then St. Patrick's Day comes around and everything's got to be green. Everything's got to, of course, except my lawn. But everything else has to be green. And here we go with the beer again. There's the pumpkin beer in the fall, and St. Patrick's Day rolls around, and what do they have? Green beer. Beer should not be green. I know it's just food coloring. I get it. I don't know if I should be ingesting food coloring. That's probably not a great idea, but we do it every day, I suppose, anyway. But green beer? I mean, come on. It's too much green, you know, and everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Well, okay, whatever your delusion may be, we're not. We may celebrate with you, but we're not Irish. But thank you very much for the invitation. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're a country of traditions. And of course, England is going through the big tradition thing now. I suppose if you spent all of your life with one queen, and we know what that's like, we don't have a queen here. We have a dictator who used to be a businessman, thinks he still is. So I wouldn't call him a dictator or a king. I'd call him more of a schmuck. How about that? How about schmuck? Anyway, but in England, they spent, most of them, spent their entire lives with Queen Elizabeth being in the palace and being the queen. What she did, I don't know, but that's not the point. It's just that their lives were constant because that occurred. I felt the same way about Tony Dow. Now, I'm not comparing the Queen of England to Tony Dow, except for this way. The people in England lived with the Queen all of their lives. She was the constant. I, as a child, watched Leave It to Beaver a lot. And Tony Dow recently passed away a couple of weeks ago. It skewered me. It skewered me because I spent my entire life watching Leave It to Beaver, and Tony Dow was the brother Wally. When he passed away, I think now I know how the English people feel about the Queen. I felt the same way about Tony Dow. Yeah, I don't know. So I get it. I get it. I do. I've always wondered about the closed casket thing. Like, are they really in there? You know, the open casket, I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, I don't want to remember the person lying there like that. That's not the memory I want of them. Close the casket. Having it open, having it closed ain't going to change the situation really much as far as the health of the victim. But close it. I like when you go to one of these wake things. Or is it woke? Now, is it woke now? I like when you go to a woke and they have a picture of the person next to the casket. That's classy. That's what I want to remember. I want to remember the person as I interacted with them, full of life. Not lying in a box. No. That's not the memory. That's not the lasting memory that I want. So I don't quite understand that, but it's tradition. It's just tradition. Just tradition wins out, no matter whether it was fantastic or horrible. It's tradition, and most of our traditions are indeed horrible. As I've said before, there's one holiday that brings us all together, and yet divides us more than any other holiday at the same time. It's the one holiday with no religious connotations, and nobody had to necessarily die for you to have this holiday. And that holiday is Thanksgiving. I don't know exactly why they call it that, but I believe it's a time to be thankful for the food that you can't afford anymore. But you gather your family together, and you eat turkey, and you socialize with them. It's the once-a-year reminder, oh my God, I can choose my friends, but obviously not my relatives. Thank God I only see these people once a year. And then when you get older, you start filtering that out as well. Thanksgiving, I mean, you eat, you open up your belt buckle or de-strap your dress. I don't know what you women do. And you sit back and you belt, you fart, and you have a few drinks and you go to bed. I mean, it's not a bad holiday. I'm looking forward to that. And then Thanksgiving comes, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with people that you really didn't want to deal with, and you really remember why you don't invite them over frequently. Anyway, I think we're all the same, aren't we? It's just that we don't admit it. Even people that love people claim that they're people lovers. You're not. Just people you don't love. Hey, what's happening down the street tonight? I don't know. Let's find out.
Looking for a fun night out? Check out that bar near your house, now featuring live entertainment all weekend. Friday night, it's one guy and a guitar playing 90s cover tunes and original songs about his recent breakup. Catch a dose of classic rock on Saturday nights with that band fronted by that chick you knew in high school who's still pretty hot after a couple drinks. Sunday afternoons, it's three old guys and a hipster doing their very best to play jazz. And don't miss the big hot Sunday dance party with your DJ, the bartender's second wife's stepson with those weird things in his ears. It's all happening this weekend at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
William Miller joins us. He's a public safety director at Norfolk Southern, where he has a system-wide responsibility for the grade crossing safety programs and educational initiatives, and we're educating today. Great to have you with us. Well, I personally know of two incidents to people that I knew who met their fate at railroad crossing. It is a thing. I mean, it does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, it most certainly does, Ron. And, you know, we're sorry to hear that, but that's really what Rail Safety Week is all about. It's an opportunity to really get out and reemphasize the things that are important for both the railroads and the traveling public.
Now, as what you do here, you educate the public about the safety issues involved here. I assume that's how you do this.
It is. So Operation Lifesaver has been around, actually celebrating its 50th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Rail Safety Week started in 2017, so, you know, in its sixth year. And it's a point of emphasis to really kind of double down the efforts in the educational arena.
Yeah. You know, there are some crossings that apparently have the gates that come down and some that don't even have that. Is there a difference between incidents accordingly?
Yeah, there is, and it may be a little bit of a shock. So those crossings that have automatic features such as gates.
Yes.
We call those active crossings, and crossings that do not have those features are passive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shocking that in this country, you know, year over year, roughly 70% of all incidents at public crossings have those type of automatic features.
Mm.
So, you know, last year in 2021, the three leading causes of incidents at grade highway crossings are the simple things for people really to not do, which is, 36% of the time they just did not stop.
Right.
26% of the time they stopped on the crossing. And then over 15% of the time a driver chose to go around lower gates. So,
yeah.
You know, those three things are the kind of things that we want to tell people, hey, whatever you do, just don't do these things.
It's certainly not worth the risk involved for so many reasons. The two people that I knew that were in those fatal incidents were walking on the tracks. There's two things at play as far as I'm concerned, and hopefully you can address them. One is that it's like a romantic movie thing to walk along the tracks. Bad idea. And number two, people purposely sometimes take their lives accordingly. That's a popular way, like jumping off a bridge. Can you address those two situations?
Yeah, I can, Ron. So, you know, looking at Rail Safety Week, each day during the week has a specific theme.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, two of the days kind of hit on the first point that you're asking about,
Yeah. Which
is Saturday the 24th is specifically dedicated to trespassing prevention.
Yeah.
And then the following day on Sunday is specifically dedicated to not taking photos or videos on the tracks. Because
right. You're
right, people do fantasize, and while it may make a good backdrop, it's never worth the risk. And in terms of people intentionally taking their lives, that's, you know, one of the saddest things that we unfortunately all have to deal with. But it is part of the problem, and honestly, it's one of the hardest things to do. But, you know, thankfully, we see a lot of momentum with that study as far as suicidology and, you know, setting up the new national hotline. And, you know, I think it's important for everybody to know that is a thing that exists to help people with issues that need to call.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, a lot of it is just a human being smart about it, really, and not taking a chance trying to beat the system. I know that sometimes these automatic gates may fail, but that, as far as I've seen on the numbers, those pale in comparison to humans making the mistakes, not the gates. Am I right in that sense?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a very unique situation where you have an automatic warning device that, mm-hmm. that fails for any reason. It's human behavior, and you know, this week is all about encouraging people to make good decisions, talk mm-hmm. to your kids about it. Hopefully kids can talk to their parents about it. We all need to do better. And, you know, the railroads and Operation Lifesaver were all working very hard to try and really build the momentum so that everyone has an understanding of what they should or should not do.
Yeah. Is there an age group that is affected by this? I mean, whether you're driving or walking, are teenagers a little bit more taking the chances than the olders, that kind of thing?
Yes, that's another great question. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, on the trespassing side, from my perspective, the teenagers, they really need to get the message that it's not okay to be around railroad property or walk on the train tracks.
Yeah,
we see a lot of with technology, and you know, they're listening to music and they have on a hoodie or they have on earbuds.
That's right.
It's taking away those senses in your body.
Wow.
Not a good thing, but you shouldn't be out there anyway.
Wow, I
and
never thought of that.
On the driver's side, I think it's important to note that a few different things. Mm-hmm. Last year nationally, 71.42% of all incidents were male drivers.
Ah.
And then 34.5% of those were from the age group 25 to 44.
Ah.
So we know really kind of the main demographic of people who, you know, may decide to go around that gate. And what people should know is it's never a good decision, and it likely will not have a good outcome.
Yeah, no question. No question about that. I mean, I know that there are many fatalities and far more injuries. I can't imagine how there's an injury on a railroad track that isn't a fatality, to be honest with you. It's like you lose it all or you don't, as far as I'm concerned. But wow, that's a scary thing. What a great point you made about how society now, with the earbuds and the headphones and being distracted, you're just not paying attention. And boy, when I was a kid, yeah, I crossed a track here and there to get to school, which no one told me not to do, really. But I was totally aware. I mean, I was like on my game if I did that, and nobody ever should. But now you're right. The distractions are so dangerous in so many different things in life.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. And we're all busy people, and we all have a lot of things in our mind. But if you should ever focus, it's when you come up to a railroad crossing, a railroad track. You know, if you see a track, you need to be thinking that a train's coming. And you need to be looking in both directions every single time and only cross when it's okay for you to do so.
Yeah. God, you would kind of think, how could you not know that a train is coming? I mean, whoa. Like, it's not like they're little things that just sneak up on you. Holy crap. All right. I'm glad you're bringing up, especially in the case of young people. Parents really do need to intercede here and just bring the subject up so that kids are aware, and we have to stop fantasizing these railroad tracks as being romantic and scenic as opposed to dangerous and yet necessary for commerce and transportation. William, where do we go for more information?
Well, Ron, I would encourage any of your listeners to visit oli.org, which is Operation Lifesaver, Inc., for more information about Rail Safety Week or requesting a volunteer to come out and do a presentation to a school group or a civic group or, you know, anyone who thinks they can benefit from the rail safety message.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, well, I wish you peace.